Tonight, let us begin. I have a new sefer. I picked up the sefer. This is a real find called Hushpizin. Hushpizin. An entire sefer on the topic of the Hushpizin. I always struggle to understand what is this all about. A lot of the Hasidic Sfarim, they have pages and pages, but they don't tell you what it's about. They write about Aaron, about Moshe, about Yosef, this Torah for every day, this Torah on each one of the Ushpizin. But what is this all about? Who are these Ushpizin? Where does it come from? So here is an entire Sefer explaining, giving you a collection of information, explaining what is this theme, which many people say in the Siddur, in before the Kiddush, you invite the Ushpizin and you designate today as Avraham, the next day is Yitzchak and Yaakov. Where does it come from? So I only was able to get through a couple of pages. But even those few... This was written, it doesn't really say, it's a collection from Rav Avraham M. Halevi Shlita. Nilketu v'nesfu me'oitzroi shel harav ha'goin Rav Avraham Mem Halevi Shlita. It doesn't say who wrote it. It doesn't seem the person who this information came from actually wrote it. He just gave shiurim, and someone took his shiurim and put it into an entire sefer. It's fantastic. That's really nice, a nice collection of ideas. Let me just try to run through whatever I was able to get through in the few minutes that I prepared. Number one, what is the meaning of the word Ushpizin? It's a Greek word, which means, it's a Greek word, Aramaic word, which means guess. Orchin. It means guess. We find this word in the Gemara Masechta Megillah. Oirois kadoshim ba'alei ushpizin noitlin oisan bizroya. When a person comes to Yerushalayim and he brings a carbon and he gets to keep the carbon, part of the perks of the carbon is you get to keep the hide. You get to keep the hide of a carbon. So it says that the person who puts you up, your host, they are entitled to get the hide. The ba'alei ushpizin means the people who put up the host. They are provided, they're able to take the hide of the animal. So at least it's a Gemara, we find the word used in reference to the word a guest, the people who put up the guest. Okay, it's an Aramaic word. Okay, now, where does the Ushpizin come from? It's not a Gemara, it's not a Rambam, it's not a Midrash. There's absolutely no reference to the concept of inviting guests on Sukkot anywhere in Chazal. It is 100% something which comes from the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Emor. And that is why you're not going to find it in any Midrashim, not a Bavli, not a Yerushalmi, not a Tana Debir Eliyahu, and not in the Sifra, not in the Sifrei. It's the Zohar. The Zohar first became popular much later in history, in, I don't even know which, 1200s, and that is why even among the Rishonim, you will not find a Kimat in any of the Rishonim, any mention of the concept of the Ushpizin, because the Rishonim did not have the Zohar. The Rishonim did not know of the Zohar. First was revealed at a later point in time, in the 1200s, the 1300s, and even then it was only revealed piece by piece through a Kuntresim. And just because a person may have a Zohar on Parshas Bereishis, they did not have a Zohar on Parshas Emor. The entire thing is found in the Zohar in Parshas Emor. That's where it's to be found. And the Zohar, over here, he goes through all the different sections of the Zohar that discuss it. And the Zohar, we'll translate this. This is in Hebrew translation. And he writes, Bo-re'e b'shosha adam yoshe b'sukkah shitzel ho'emunah. When a person, this is a translation of the Aramaic of the Zohar, a person in Parshas Emor, when a person sits in the shade of faith, ha-shechina p'reses kinofeha, olav milamala, the shechina extends its wings from above, the Avraham, and Avraham Avinu, v'chamisha tzadikim acherim. Doesn't say in this Zohar, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Yosef, doesn't say this. It just says five other tzadikim, v'David HaMelech, koivim dirasam imo, they established their dwelling, Avraham, five others, and David. V'tzarech ha'adam l'smoyach b'chol yom b'ponim b'iros b'orchim elu shenim tzaim imo. A person has an obligation to rejoice with the guests that come together with him. So the Zohar, the Ikar Zohar says there are really two guests, Avraham and David, and five, I don't know why, I really don't know why, Avraham and five other tzaddikim. Now, where does this come from? What?
Could it be post of it? What has to be between Avraham and
David? Avraham, that's all it says. Avraham, we're going to get to who the Yishvizim are in a few moments. Okay, who the Yishvizim are in a few moments. Now, later it became extremely popular, this Zohar, as the Zohar spread throughout Klal Yisrael, and then the Shla, and the Yishsoy, the Shorish V'Avoided, the Yehuda, the Yehuda, and Talmidim of the Ramban, and everyone latched on to this idea of the Zohar to invite the seven Ushlizim. And they wanted, they have different Ramazim, they have different interesting Ramazim where they find this in the Torah, and one of the Ramazim, the Zohar itself, it says the source comes from the Pasuk, the contradiction between two Pasukim. In one Pasuk it says, Pasukos Teshvu Shivas Yomim. The word teshvu is nochach, is direct. You shall dwell in the sukkah for 7 days. The other pasuk says, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu, they shall dwell. Yeshvu is indirect, loshon nistar. So how do you reconcile the difference between the word teshvu and yeshu? So the Zohar says, the Tirisa Zohar, Teshu means direct, you shall sit. Yeshu means they shall sit. So the Zohar asks, there's a contradiction. This is all in the Zohar and Parsha Semar. The Tirisa Zohar, Sheteshu l'shoy noichach in yonoi, who is a Kodesh Baruch who's speaking to in this Pasuk? He is not speaking to us. He is speaking to the seven guests. Loshon inyanoi shehakadosh baruch hu mitzaveh kein lo'avos hakarovim etzlo. Hashem in this pasuk is speaking to the avos, to the seven ushbizim. Hashem is telling them, you, the seven shepherds, I want you to go down and you shall dwell in the sukkah together with your children, with your descendants. And when the pasuk says shiv kol ezrach b'yishol yeshu basukos, that refers to us. Refers to Klal Yisrael. So the Zohar himself says that it's merumas in the pasuk teshu, and then the Mefarshim go further and they say the Or HaChaim says something even further, that it should say besukos teshvu bishivas yamim. There is a missing base in the pasuk. There is a missing base in the besukos teshvu bishivas hayamim. Why is the base missing? And the answer is, because the word Shivas Yamim is...
Shivas Yamim should be at the beginning of the Pasuk.
Maybe that also. The unusual expression, the grammatical expression alludes that the Shivas Yamim is really a code, to seven. Yamim doesn't mean a day. Yam refers to the seven shepherds. Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yamim. In the Sukkah, you shall dwell, you, the seven shepherds. He translates the word Yamim, I don't know how what this means, but this is what he says. This is the source, is that the word Yomim is a code word for the seven shepherds. They are being instructed to descend and to dwell in the sukkah for 7 days. Each one has its own day, yes. Okay, now who are the seven shepherds? So all of us are brainwashed in believing that it's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Then is Moshe and David. Yosef. Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. David. Now, there's a question of the order. Some put Yosef first before Moshe and Aaron, and some put Yosef after Moshe and Aaron. But you should be aware that this is only one of many opinions. It's a very big mystery who is the seventh Ushpiz. And everyone agrees that it's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Avos, and it's Moshe, the Aaron, and it's David, because the Zohar himself mentions David, and I believe the Zohar elsewhere mentions Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but the other missing one, Moshe, the Aaron, for some reason everyone agrees, is even though it doesn't say anything about that in the Zohar, but Moshe, the Aaron, but that is agreed. So we believe that it is Yosef. However, many other commentators, the Ramchal, say that it's Pinchas. Pinchas is the seventh Ushpiz, not Yosef Pinchas. And the reason is because the common denominator between all of the seven Ushpizin is in the Torah, it says the word Bris. The word Bris is associated with all of these people. For example, Avram, it says, Bayom hu karas Hashem is Avram Bris. By Yitzchak it says, V'es Brisi Akim es Yitzchak. Yaakov it says, V'zucharti es Brisi Yaakov. Moshe it says, Ki al pi hadvonim o'ele korati itcha Bris. B'Aaron Ksiv it says, Bris Melach Olam. Okay, David it says, Brisi Libichiri Nishpati L'David Avdi. It's not a popular pasuk, but it's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says Bris. Pinchas it says Bris Kuhuna Asoilam, but it does not say the word Bris by Yosef. Even though we all associate Yosef with the Bris Kodesh, because Yosef was the one that was oimed in the Nisoyon of Eshes Potifar, and any time we deal with it in the issue of Gilui Arayos, it always relates back to the Bris Kodesh, but it does not explicitly say in the Torah the word Bris in connection with Yosef HaTzadik. So the seven is very interesting. You saw it from the Ramchal. The Ramchal says that the seven Ushpizin, you have to revise what it says in your Siddur, in your Machzor, and on the charts, in the Sukkah, on the Sukkah decorations. The seventh Ushpizin is Pinchas. Other commentators say the seventh Ushpizin, remember, the second Ushpizin is Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, because Eliyahu HaNavi is also the Malach HaBris, and even better, Basukos Teishvu Shivas Yamim is Rashi Tevois Tishbi. Tishbi. Who is Tishbi? Tishbi is a name for Eliyahu. So therefore, he is the seventh Ushpizin, and Eliyahu is Pinchas. Eliyahu is Pinchas, so it fits very well.
By this, when we say on Hoshana Rabbah, the seven, the what do you call it?
Akaf.
The seven akafas. By each akafa, you say Rachmana Itkala.
Right. So it corresponds.
Say, according to some, you also say by
Pinchas
at the end to mention Pinchas.
Pinchas, exactly. Some say that it's Shlomo HaMelech.
Yeah.
Shlomo, why Shlomo? We make a Mishberach. Mishberach, Avosim, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Dovru, Dovru, Shlomo. So since we always mention these seven people when we make a Mishberach, the seven who Ushpizin, the missing one is Shlomo. It's Shlomo HaMelech. You said very good that the Hakafis, on the Hakafis, yeah, on Simchas Torah.
Some say
Yosef.
No, they say Yosef, Pinchas, and Shlomo.
And Shlomo, okay, but the most popular version in the Hakafis, the seven Hakafis on Hoshana Rabbah and on Simchas Torah, the most popular version of seven Ushpizin, and the seventh one there is Pinchas. Therefore, if it's Pinchas over there, it should be Pinchas when it comes to the seven Ushpizin that we invite on the 7 days of Sukkot. Okay, there is now some say Shlomo, so therefore, and now Yosef. Why Yosef? The reason why Yosef is because the Sefirois. There are 10 Sefirois, and the 7 days of Sukkot correspond to seven of the 10 Sefirois, and in the order of the Sefirois, this Kabbalistic literature, whatever it's all about, Yosef is the seventh, is part of the first seven. So that's why many people would prefer that it should be Yosef. Okay, so this is Sacha Kol. So who's the seventh one? We had four different opinions. It's either Shlomo HaMelech, it's Eliyahu HaNavi. Shlomo HaMelech is because of the Mishaberach that we're so familiar with. It's Eliyahu HaNavi because of Bris. It's Pinchas also because of Bris. Or Eliyahu because of Tishbi. Is Rosh, it's Pasukos, Teishvu, Shiva, Simon, it's Tishbi. That'll be Eliyahu. It is, or it is what's more popular among us. It is Yosef HaTzadik, which corresponds to the Sefiros, which I know nothing about. But the seven Sefiros include within it Yosef HaTzadik. Now, let's assume Minhag Ashkenaz, we do follow Yosef HaTzadik. What is the correct order? Is it first Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and then we go after age? Then comes Yosef, and then comes Moshe, the Aaron, and then is David. That is the minig of Svart.
Nusach Ashkenaz.
First comes Yosef, and Nusach Svart, for whatever reason, is we put Yosef after Moshe the Aaron, and then comes Yosef, and then David. So that's a very big question. So what is the issue? So the issue is, do we go baser age, or do we go baser chokhma? If we go baser chokhma, then Yosef comes afterwards. Moshe the Aaron are gadol b'chokhma. Moshe the Aaron, then comes Yosef. If we go baser age, we go baser Yosef is first. He brings over here a beautiful idea from who does it come from? Okay, I'm getting a little bit lost here. The sefer called the Ateres Svi. This is the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra. The Gemara says,
"Svi is the detroit who is Sar Beis Hazoyar."
So he brings the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra. The Gemara says, when you have a different group of Talmidei Chacham who've come to visit, how do you arrange them in order? The Gemara says, "Be Yeshiva Halech Achar HaChochma." Uvimisiba halech achar hazikna. What does it mean, be yeshiva? Be yeshiva means yeshiva of Torah, and a misiba means at a su'udah. So therefore, the discrepancy is everyone agrees that the hakafais, during the hakafais, where do we put? There are two different orders. There is an order when they sit in the sukkah, and there is the order of the hakafais. The hakafais is Torah. When we take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh and we do HaKafos or Hashana Rabbah, it is a tkufa of Be Yeshiva Halech Achar HaChochma. Then Moshe the Aron come first. But a Sukkah is a matzav of Misiba, of a celebration. You're coming to eat. Therefore, Halech Achar Hazikna. So this is a support, a nice support to the Ninusach Ashkenaz. Bimisiba Halech Achar Hazikna. Yosef comes first. But when you do the Hakafos on Simchas Torah and Hashanah Rabbah, that is called B'yeshiva, because that is a matzav of Chochmah, especially when you're dealing with the Torah. The Torah is being taken out of the Aron HaKodesh. So it's an Oifan, it's a place of Chochmah. Then you follow Chochma, Moshe, the Aaron conference. That is a very big problem with this. A very big problem is if we're going after Zikna, who was older, Moshe or Aaron? Aaron was older. So if you're going after, Chochma, so of course Moshe was a more greater Chochma than Aaron. But if you go after age, so it should be Yosef. After Yosef comes Aaron, and then comes Moshe. Tzarechin Gadol. What?
Unless you say he died like that.
You want to say that's the determination? That's an idea, but that's a very good question.
Or Aaron was
okay. You can give different answers. You can give different answers. He has the entire section over here. I just want to point this out because people will tell you that this difference in order is a very popular difference. You go to a mesiba and they talk about who is the the Ushmizin for that day, and they'll tell you it's a machlokes the Gra and the Shla. They'll tell you the Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svar all depends on do you follow the Gra or the Shla. The Gra says one way. I don't remember. I think the Gra is probably Ashkenaz and the Shla is other way around.
He has
an entire chapter over here proving that that's a mistake. It's clearly a mistake. The Gra and the Shla never said anything about the order. And all of the Mekoros that people say about the Gra and the Shla is clearly a mistake. He has a whole section devoted to disprove this idea that anyone that tells you when you come to them, oh, we follow the Gra, and that's why it's in this order, the person doesn't know what he's talking about, because there is no Gra and there is no Shla, and it was all editors who put things in their Sidurim, and people came along and made this up later on. There is no Gra and Shla. It's a Nachloikis of Minug of Ashkenaz and Sfarad. Does not depend upon anything other than that in the Seder Advarim. Okay, now let's go to the next thing. What?
Maybe. Who appears first in the Torah? Moshe or Aharon?
Who appears?
Moshe or Aharon.
And what about Yosef? What about Yosef? That's an answer. Okay, that's an answer. You want to give an answer. But most of the commentators are focusing on age. If you want to focus strictly on age, Aharon should come before Moshe.
Yeah, but if you follow chronologically, like Torah,
but he was like
okay. Marcus,
and the other one.
Okay, running time. So some all want to bring a raya. This is a very interesting idea. One being a raya, the raya doesn't work out, but when is their yard site? When is the yard site of David HaMelech? David HaMelech died on the first day Shavuos. If you'll take a calendar, you'll note that the same day of Shavuos will always be the same day of his Ushpizen. The day of the week. The day the day of the week when Shavuos falls out, the following year will be that same day of the week on Sukkot will be the Ushpizn of David HaMelech. So what? And this is rules works also for Moshe. Works for Moshe the Aaron. Moshe, according to the minhag that puts Moshe first, Moshe the Aaron comes before Yosef. Moshe the Aaron. You look in the calendar. Moshe died Zayin Adar. Check this out.
Adar Aleph or Adar Beis?
I'm not sure about that. Sure. Whatever it is, but the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira, Zayin Adar, that day of the week will always be the fourth day of Sukkot. That's a raya. That's the Shpizen of David. Aaron died Rosh Chodesh Av. The day that Rosh Chodesh Av falls out will always be that day of the week. Will always be the day of the week when Aaron is. It's Aaron's Ushpizen. Problem is, David is the same thing. I mean, Yosef is the same thing. Yosef, we have a tradition, your mayor probably knows about this, is that when's the yard site of Yosef? What does it say in the calendar? The yard site of Yosef is Aleph Tammuz. So Aleph Tammuz, the day of the week of Aleph Tammuz, also always falls out on the fourth day of Sukkot. So it's not a raya either way. Even though some people would want to suggest that you go look at the day of the week to look at their patira to make this as a simon, it doesn't. It works each one. Okay, there's another very big shiloh for whom is entitled. Who's on a madrega to invite the ushpiznim to his house? Very quickly, who's entitled to invite the ushpiznim to his house? So there's a machlekes apoyskim. You have to be from the Hechad mention. You have to be from the Tzadikim. In other words, does the average person, the average Tom, Dick, and Harry, does he have the right to invite into his sukkah the Ushpizin? There are different words of the Zohar which contradict one another. If the average person should invite, take upon himself the Maila of inviting the Ushpizin into his sukkah. The Minigolim, of course, is everyone should invite the Ushpizin to come to a sukkah. Another major question is, why do the Ushpizin only come on Sukkot? Why don't they come on Pesach? Why don't they come on Shavuos? So this, in fact, is an entire chapter. The basic idea is the Ushpizin only come at times of Simcha. In the time of Simcha is Sukkot. It does not say the word Simcha in the Torah even once in regard to Pesach. It says it once for Shavuos, but it says Simcha twice for Sukkot. So being that it's Simcha, and it connects us to the tradition that when a person makes a Simcha, his relatives, the relatives come to participate in the Simcha. Sukkot is a Simcha for Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's since the time of Simcha, it is only at the time of Simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tells the Tzaddikim that they should leave the Olam HaEmes and they should come down and rejoice in the Simcha where we are celebrating in the Sukkah. Some have accustomed them to designate a special chair for the Ushpizin, a special chair, just like you have the Kiseh Shel Eliyahu, and even just like you make an announcement, Zeh HaKiseh Shel so and so. There is a custom that the person who may reads the instance all of the machzorim, the invitation, you should give it to a person who has the same name as the Ushpizin. So if you have guests or someone in your family, one of your children has the same name, if it's the night of Aaron, so the one who has the name Aaron, he should be the one to publicly invite Aaron HaKohen to come and sit in the sukkah. There is a custom to light a candle in honor of the Ushpizin. And there's another very interesting thing, and this is what it says in the Zohar, it's very clear. The Ushpizin will only come if you feed the poor. In other words, the Ushpizin, when they come, they're supposed to, you don't just invite them to come, you invite them to eat. You have to provide them with a portion of food. Whatever you're going to eat yourself, you have to provide them a full meal. Now, the full problem was they're not going to eat because the Ushpizin do not eat. So instead of giving the food to the Ushpizin, you should give that food to a poor man. So the Zohar writes, if you're not going to invite a poor person to eat the portion of food that was meant to be eaten by the Ushpizin is not going to come. This is a critical condition. He writes this over and over in this Sefer. A critical condition is to have in the Sukkah people who don't have what to eat, and they are eating the food, the portion that was meant to go to the guest. If you can't invite a poor person because there are no poor people for you to invite, or for whatever reasons you can't do so, at least pidyon, you should give tzedakah, the equivalent of what it costs to feed a person. That amount of money should be given to a poor person in order that the ushpizin will come. There are many different. There's
for 7 days you have to give
some there. Now there are some people who feel that it's not, that they're not on a madrega to invite the ushpizim, so they don't, so they don't explicitly invite them, but instead they say Torah that refers to them, or even he writes here that the admirim of Lubavitch, it was their custom, the Lubavitch Rebbes, they did not say they did not explicitly invite the ushpizim because it was their custom. They're not on a madrega that you can go have the chutzpah to invite Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but instead they said Torah. They said if today is Avraham's Ushpizin, so you say Torah for Avraham, and Mimela, that is the invitation. But to actually go and do what most of us do, to actually read the Ushpizin in the Nusach of the Machzor and to say Azmin, the whole, whatever the Nusach is, to come and invite, that is something which not everyone did. Okay, some have a custom to put, you make a chair, and on the chair you're supposed to put a Tanakh in honor of the Ushpizim. Okay, Eliyahu we mentioned, Basuka Station, another quick thing is who's the Ushpizim of Shmini Atzeres? Very interesting topic. Those people who do sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, who do you invite on Shmini Atzeres? So some say they all come, all seven come on Shmini Atzeres. Some say Shlomo. Shlomo did not come during the week. Shlomo HaMelech, it's Haftarah. And some say they have sources for this, that it's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, he gets double dips. He gets to come on Shmini Atzeres. It's brought down that with the Ushpizim come every night the Imahos. Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, and Eliyahu also. They also come. They don't go in. They don't go anywhere without their wives. So these. So they. Which one of Shlomo's wives? Good question. Okay. Okay. Let me. Let me just finish up some very quick things. Okay. Who says the Ushpizin? If you're a guest. A guest is not the one. Oirach ein oirach machnis oirach. So the guest, if you sit in someone, you're in a guest someone's house, and you say you're in Kiddush, you do not. If you're a guest in someone's house, you're not supposed to say the Ushpizin. The only one that says the Ushpizin is the Balabayas, not the guest. Next interesting shaila. It's Friday night. Do you sing Shalom Aleichem on Sukkot? Shalom Aleichem to Samachloikis. Some Friday night, Shabbos Chalamoid, there are different minhagim if you sing Shalom Aleichem.
Or Ozmiris.
So those people who do have the minhag to sing Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos Chalamoid, you have competition. What do you sing? Do you say first Shalom Aleichem, or do you first say the Ushpizin? You're inviting mystical creatures. Do you first invite the Malachim, Shalom Aleichem, or do you first invite the Ushpizin? Tough question. So some say Tadir Vishaina, Tadir Kadim, you invite the Malachim, and some say no, that inviting the Malachim has no Makar in Chazal, which is surprising. He writes this on the footnotes. It's a Gemara, really, in Masech the Shabbos. Mach. So I don't know.
Family, they don't even say Shalom Aleichem.
They don't say. So he seems to say that the Makar is a Zohar. Don't ask me. But it's an interesting thing to think about. You have over here mystical creatures you're inviting. You're inviting the Shomas of the seven shepherds, and you're inviting Malachim.
How could they come and eat without Kiddush?
So who do you want to insult? Who are you going to insult by inviting them second? Okay. Let's just finish on a quick thing. There's some really a lot of fascinating things here. Each Ushpizin is very interesting. Has a kinui. Avraham Rechima, Yitzchak Akedita, Yaakov Shalemta, the complete one. Moshe the shepherd. Aaron the Kahana Kaddish, the Holy God. Yosef the Tzaddik. David the Malka Mashiach, the Melech Mashiach. It's very interesting. They all have titles. Okay. Let me just run through, almost finish, just some other things. The Yemeka Misha Berach in Shul, he writes here, when you say Uvirshus HaKoyhanim, Uvirshus HaBalabayis, when you are honored with benching, let's say you're a guest in someone's sukkah, so let's say they're Koyhanim, Uvirshus HaKoyhanim, Rabbi Sani Varech, Uvirshus HaKoyhanim, Uvirshus HaBalabayis, you have to say Uvirshus Aron HaKoyein. You have to say in the Rishus, that's what it's brought down. Nohagu b'shas hazimun litul Rishus v'loyma u'Rishus shivas u'shpizin ilon kadishin. Okay, you used to say the Rishus of the seven u'shpizin. Furthermore, when you make the harachamon, harachamon v'yashpil leinu v'yal na'idza harachamon, the special harachamon, reference to the u'shpizin, v'yal nafshosenu shefa kadusha v'tahara mishivas ha'shpizin ilon kadishin. If there's a bris, there's a minog that if you can, you have no name for the baby. It's a very big hiddur to name the baby after that day is Ushpizen. That's what it brings down if you have no one else in the family to name the baby after. What else here? Okay, that's pretty. I probably skipped a lot of things, but there's a lot of stuff here about the Ushpizen. It's a beautiful minog, and it's kedai if you have a great appreciation. Have a wonderful day. Beit Hashem tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos.